This is the WGXC News. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org to find out more about anything you hear here. Logan Weiss is reporting for Columbia Green Media that a large crowd packed into the Kinderhook Elks Lodge October 13th for a town hall meeting held by Democrat Antonio Delgado, a candidate in the 19th congressional district race. The gathering was held in the hometown of Delgado's opponent, Republican U.S. Representative John Faso. For Delgado, it was his seventh town hall meeting of the campaign. Delgado was introduced by Peter Volkman, the village police chief in Chatham. He touted Delgado's educational background, his honest character, and the overall idea of how voting is part of American life. In his remarks, Delgado quipped about his background, quote, "You have probably heard about one of my jobs I had," unquote, he said, referencing Faso's political commercials denigrating the Democrats' former music career. His speech covered a range of issues, including inequality, Medicaid, Medicare, women's rights, and education. Delgado also took several shots at his opponent and critics, pointing out that Faso is not hosting any town halls. Questions from attendees concerned Medicare, the new Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, water contamination in Hoosick Falls, prisons, the opioid epidemic, mental health, immigration, term limits, and climate change. The general election is November 6th. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Audrey Mattot is reporting in an extensive piece for the Greenville Pioneer that sole assessor Gordon Bennett continues to face public scrutiny as one local resident is calling into question the quality of his work performed simultaneously for the towns of Coxsackie, Durham, Greenville, and New Baltimore. The quality of Bennett's work performance was challenged in April during a Durham Town Board meeting. Both board members and residents questioned Bennett regarding the data collection process that is now more than a year behind schedule. Bennett defended his performance and said the extensive delay was due to issues beyond his control. Cornwallville resident Jim Stone said that Bennett's explanations were not satisfactory or respectful to taxpayers. And to gain more insight, Stone submitted Freedom of Information Law requests to all four towns seeking documentation pertaining to Bennett's employment, as well as information on each town assessor's clerk and data collectors. Bennett worked for four towns on a part-time basis, and based on the information received, he has paid more than $170,000 a year by all four towns combined. According to the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance Office of Real Property Services, Bennett was initially certified as a state assessor in November 1995, as an advanced assessor in April 1997, and as a state-certified professional assessor in September 2006. His continuing education requirements are met through September 2018. In an interview with the Pioneer, Bennett defended his multiple appointments, saying it is actually beneficial for residents because he is familiar with the neighboring towns, and as a salaried public official that does not have strict office hours, he is able to assist people when needed rather than making them wait for designated office hours. Bennett added that there are other assessors that serve multiple towns. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. The Associated Press is reporting vandals have damaged the Manhattan campaign office of Republican gubernatorial candidate Marcus Molinaro. The damage was discovered October 12th and included smashed windows, a spray-painted door, and glue in the locks of the Metropolitan Republican Club, home of the Molinaro office. The club was scheduled to host an event that night with conservative Gavin McInnes, the founder of a far-right men's organization known as the Proud Boys. Molinaro blamed radical leftists for the vandalism. State Republican officials said a note was left behind boasting the vandalism was, quote, just the beginning. The note accused the GOP of inviting a hipster fascist clown to dance for them, content to revel in their treachery against humanity, unquote. It took aim at Democrats as well, calling them the Republicans' quote, spineless partners in crime, unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the effort spearheaded by Hudson 5th Ward Alderperson Dominic Marante to impose and enforce the process of mandatory fingerprinting for all city youth department employees. Quote, "There has been a lot of conversation about youth programs at the Department of Youth, which is great," unquote, Marante said. Quote, "I support quality youth programs for the city, but I'm concerned that there has been no outrage regarding protecting our youth. The local law in 2010 was adopted for a reason. It concerns me that no fingerprints have been collected, from my understanding, in over 8 years," unquote. Marante was referring to a local law adopted in 2010, which mandated the department conduct fingerprint background checks for job applicants over the age of 18. Mayor Rick Rector said a new screening procedure will provide regular background checks and updated reports for staff. Only new hires will be fingerprinted, Youth Department Director Nick Zacco said, adding that current employees were not told they would be fingerprinted, so they legally cannot be. The Youth Department has 16 part-time and full-time employees, City Treasurer Heather Campbell said. Approximately $4,000 was allocated for fingerprinting through a budget amendment this summer. The Youth Department could absorb future costs, Zacco said, in the amount of $90 per new employee. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. This has been the WGXC News. Go online to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you heard here.